Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Right. So, guys, hey, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Welcome to another episode.
We are not videoing this one all again.
Yeah, again.
We are stuck in a hotel room
again. We apologize. Yes. We are traveling. We're making it work the best we can. Right now, we are in Arlington, Texas.
We are.
This is the Saturday before this launches on Tuesday. So, I am here. I'm playing in a softball game. It's called the Celebrity Softball Classic. They've been doing it, obviously not last year, but they've been doing it for, I don't even know how long. Definitely, you know, a good amount of years. A couple years ago, a friend of mine, a contact of mine, she brought it up to me, Natasha. She was like, yo, I wanted you to play in it a couple years ago and you couldn't. And it was like kind of last minute and I was traveling a lot more for like CrossFit stuff and work and everything. And it is benefiting two veteran charities. The first charity is called Folds of Honor Foundation, and then the other one is Vets for Child Rescue. So that is what this whole event is going to be benefiting. And it's really fucking cool.
It's really cool. We're here at the hotel. So the first game, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, are all veterans playing mm-hmm. against each other.
Yep.
And then the second one is the celebrity.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there are some vets on our teams too.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Very cool. And we've seen a bunch of people downstairs, very lovely, lovely people. And it's just really makes you remember that you have to be very grateful that we live in the country that we do. And these people have basically put their lives on the line.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So many lives lost for us. So it's a good reminder.
The vets play at 6:00 and we are playing at the Texas Ranger Stadium, which is already very, very cool.
Yes.
And then we're limited. So the rosters are huge and we have an hour and a half to play, probably more like an hour and 15 minutes. Cause then there'll be probably transition time. Mm-hmm. But they play first and then we play at 7:30. We play second. And it's just to have a lot of fun. But I can tell you what, I've been very stressed about it.
I know. You have been.
You guys, I played
softball. It's a lot of pressure.
I played softball all growing up. I played softball in high school. And that sport in general, like in Southern Utah, like baseball, softball, very big. So my mom played. My aunt was an incredible softball player. She went to college for it and really could have taken it further. I don't really know why she didn't. Her daughter, I call her my sister. She's more like my sister, but she played. She was a pitcher, incredible softball player all through high school. And her boys, so my two little nephews, they play baseball. And she does, like, she coaches pitching. And, you know, so I told her, I was like, hey, I got this opportunity. I'm sitting there with my mom and my sisters, and I'm like, I'm going to go play in this celebrity softball game. And if I go, I think all of you should come. So we're here, me, Gina, there's six of us and a baby.
Yeah, and a baby.
Six and a baby. Just a bunch of girls.
Just here with the Ents women. Yes. But everybody keeps thinking I'm her sister anyway. I keep getting introduced as one of your sisters, so.
But I've been, you know, when I'm in St. George, I've had some traveling the last couple months, but just going to the ball field and kind of trying to get my game back. In college, I remember playing a co-ed game and I was fine, but then a lot of time had passed. Like I'm almost 32. I haven't played since high school, and I've got I overthink a lot of stuff, mostly when I am not playing, because whenever I've been out with my cousin and my nephews and we're playing and playing a game, like for fun, but still for practice, like good fielding practice, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's like second nature. I did it, you know. But the second I start overanalyzing me throwing the ball or batting, everything goes down the shitter from there. Falls apart. But what I do feel very confident in is fielding. I can catch. I can field a ball.
Well, you're athletic. I saw the roster. There's some people on there that are not athletic.
You guys, I'm in a people roster. I got to read this to you.
One of them is my sister texts me and she goes, oh my God, Brooke just... posted her roster and Deandra from the Real Housewives of Dallas is on there. And I was like, no, because unfortunately, I mean, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but it's embarrassing that I admit that I watch all the Bravo, all of them.
Yes.
Yes. It's
I love
shit TV.
But let me just read some of these. Okay. So here's what made me a little bit more nervous. I remember the roster started coming out because I was like, you know, I can play. You know, it's celebrity teams. They're going to bring in like all kinds of different people. Like, what are the chances? One of all, I guess, I mean, I don't think there's anyone playing that's younger than me, but all ages, like how long has it been since any of them played? Okay. You know, it's going to be for fun, not a big deal. And then they post the roster and I was just like, I was reading it to my brother and it is
a lot of
so
players, right?
And people that play.
Oh, that play
are
now.
Currently playing.
Oh, perfect.
MLB, NFL, NHL. We've got, let's see, UFC. Here, I'll read some to you. Okay, we got Gordy Gronkowski. He played MLB California Angels. Daniel Hernandez, MLS. I don't know what that is, but not sure. I like sports, but don't know all the acronyms. Chris Gronkowski, NFL, Dallas Cowboys. My dad, I know the name because of Rob Gronkowski. And all I start attributing it to is like, oh shit, these are big dudes.
Yeah.
This is my team, by the way, but the other team, just as big.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. It's all these football players, MLB players. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no. Okay.
Well, there's
what position do I play? And so I'm talking to my parents because they played co-ed softball for years. And immediately my mom was like, all right, you got to be either first base or in the outfield. She's like, you can field the ball. And if you're at first base, everyone's going to throw to you, you know? And if you,
yeah, but sometimes you got to throw to third.
Yes. But can you imagine sitting, I don't know, like, I don't know how hard they're going to hammer the balls.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. And then
I can't wait to watch it.
Oh my God. The only thing that's like, what did my Lindsay said to me? She was like, listen, because it's slow pitch. I grew up playing fast pitch. You know, baseball players don't play slow pitch.
Right.
It is tricky.
It is.
It's like crazy. You think it's going to be easier. It's almost only easy if you've never really played.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've played and you're used to hitting a fastball
quickly,
oh man, it's tough. So I'm thinking, what kind of, like, at what speed are the, like, softballs going to be hit at me while I'm fielding? Where should I play? Like, if I'm in the outfield, I can run up on it, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, if someone in front of me misses it, I can pick up the slack. But Lindsay had a good point. She said, you know, you have all these people, but even some of the best players, you put them in, like, a slow pitch game, and everyone has, like, kind of struggles with it at first, you know, because the ball is slower. You have to keep waiting. You got to wait. It's usually, like, a big old arch because you're just trying to throw it up, and it kind of drops down across the plate.
Yep.
And you're just waiting for it to drop,
Hopefully not whiffing it.
Yeah.
Well, so what is your worst fear that could happen at this game?
Two things.
Like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I don't know. I throw the ball and it goes like in the completely opposite direction of where I need it to go.
You just throw it backwards. You're going to be great.
I think I'll be okay.
You're going to be great.
I'm like nervous to, everyone's like, you're nervous? Dude, I get so nervous. And I've met so many important people, I guess, you know, famous people, like real celebrities. And for one, I don't know any of them. And, you know, I look at the roster and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I don't necessarily know some of the names I recognize. I don't really know, can't put faces to names. Mm-hmm. And then I can tell by where they're coming from, their background, like, oh, okay, you're an important person. I don't know you though. I know nobody. And I have to go downstairs to check in. And we had everyone got in last night and they did a little party, almost like meet and greet type thing. And I make Gina come downstairs with me. And we're like sitting at the bar and I can see the door into this room that's like a private party room. And I can just hear the music and I see all these people and all these people coming in from the outside, you know, dropping off their cars, walking in. And I'm just like, I looked at her and I was like, I'm not going in there.
Well, no, we saw somebody drive up in a Lamborghini and people are decked out.
Yeah.
We were not.
No. We didn't go in, which was fine because eventually it all come out.
Yeah.
You know, I met some people and, you know, I didn't want to have the conversation of like, let me explain to you why I'm on the celebrity team. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that goes both ways. There's so many people that we didn't know who they were.
For sure.
Some of that stuff is interesting to me because it's just like, you don't want to be that person that goes up and meets somebody and tries to give them your entire resume.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you why I'm as cool as I am.
But yet there's almost two. It's like we don't like that.
Right.
Like, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And we don't, like, if we meet someone, you can give us like a, you know, synopsis of what you do. Like, you don't have to keep going to prove yourself to
right.
us. Like, if you're a nice person, we'll talk to you.
For sure.
You know, like, we'll like it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
It's almost as if a lot of the people that we've been running into, because like this is a whole new environment for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a very different environment.
It's not like
for
the fitness environment.
No. Which it's like it's like same stuff that happens, but like in a whole, just a different category, mm-hmm. just like different people. It's almost as if they might enjoy it, you know? And if you're someone who really thinks highly of yourself, like you look forward to being able to like tell people about yourself, and you look forward to, this is an assumption by the way, and you might look forward to people trying to sell themselves to you, so you get to make the decision on if they're cool or not.
Right.
Whereas like me and you are like, oh man, I don't even want to do it, and I don't want to hear it. Like I just want to judge you on your character. Not
yeah,
on,
like just be a cool person.
Like,
I don't care who you know.
Yeah,
I don't care how many people you've met or any of that. But I mean, I get it in those situations because it's about connecting and making more connections and all that. So there's that side of it. But mm-hmm. then there's this whole other side of, and I, you know, I'm just along with you. So when people are giving me their whole resume and then they go, well, what do? I go, well,
I have a podcast.
I have a podcast with my friend. And I also live off of my ex-husband.
Except you don't.
No, I don't. Not completely, but I mean, you know, there is that. So, but I do like saying it. I do like saying it just because it makes me look like a
piece of shit.
A piece of shit. Like a crazy.
You want people to
I want people.
Like
well, how many times did I tell you last night? I said, no, we don't need to be dressed up. You're so cool that you're just going to walk in your dress down and it's going to be fine.
I even felt too dressed up last night.
I know. We don't like to dress up, by the way, guys.
Wrangler
shorts.
Denim shorts. And I had this like black.
Like little off the shoulder top.
Yeah. And
sandals.
And I was like, oh.
Well, no. And so then we came back up to the room. We were like, oh, we need another drink. And I was like, let's put our pajamas on and go back down to the bar. So we went back to the party.
We did.
Everybody was around the bar in our pajamas.
A couple of people that we had talked to, they're like, wait a minute, you're back? And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, we want another drink.
We're like, we just went up to get our pajamas on.
Oh.
Oh my God.
All right, well.
We're going to answer a few questions. I mean, some of you might not even care that this is going to be really short. But those of you that do, our apologies. We promise for the next one to be a bit longer. In fact, we're going to need to record on Monday early. Like I'm telling everybody.
I know, everyone's like,
Gina,
so what?
There's just, we're making it work. There's lots of different travels and schedules that have been a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But we're making it work because we love doing this. We love being able to talk with each other, but also, you know, hopefully continue to give you guys what kind of brings a smile to your face when you do turn us on.
Hey, when you guys, hey guys, we didn't want to tell you, but we both have fetishes and this really turns us on.
Just imagining all of you getting turned on. Oh my God.
Just imagining all of you listening to us turns us on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We're going to answer some questions.
Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable on this bed.
And then I have to start getting ready because walking over with the team.
Yep.
To the ball field.
Okay. So this is from Shelby. And it's titled Comp Tips. Hey guys, I have a CrossFit competition coming up. And in the past, my food and snack choice has really burned my ass. Do y'all have any, I'm not sure if she means diarrhea or if it's just that she burns out.
Probably burns out, but I understand why your first thought would be diarrhea.
Of course it does. Do y'all have any food recommendations for a spicy?
Like literally and figuratively. My snacks really burn my ass. Whole.
Same. Everything burns my ass. Do y'all have any food recommendations for a spicy comp day summertime in Florida? I'm plant-based, but no one else on my team is. We all plan to bring a variety for everyone, though. Last time I brought all these fruits and vegetables and ended up eating sour gummy worms. Makes sense. Anything helps. Love you ladies. Cracking up right now listening to this week's episode. Well, thank you, Shelby. I know that this is probably a question for me, so I'm going to tell you,
go ahead.
You know, when I was in competition soccer, mm-hmm. I would, you know, it's orange slices.
Yeah, orange slices with a jam, dude.
Hey, bring juice boxes and orange slices.
Yeah, it worked for you.
Yeah, totally worked for me.
You played a whole game. Well, I would say this. Like, one thing that we always were I was always told and we practice is more so actually a reminder. We were reminded. Whatever you've been doing leading up, like, if you're going to a competition and the amount of volume in workouts you'll be doing that day, you've never done that amount of volume of work in a day ever before, just in training, that's where you are going, that's a mess up. You want to be prepared for that kind of volume, which means you should be doing a lot more volume in your training, which then means however you find, however you have been preparing diet-wise, nutrition-wise for energy for your training sessions, whatever you have found that works for you in your training sessions, you should do the same thing for your competition day. Aside from maybe adding in, because you're going to take into consideration, is it hot? Are we training outside? How much am I going to be sweating? You want to make sure you are not only drinking plain water. And if you're eating super, super clean, chances of you not getting enough sodium high, which means then you might get something like heat stroke. You're going to be sweating a lot, not retaining any water. You're going to be super dehydrated. So you might want, you're going to want like some carb sources, like quick carbs. There's lots of different companies out there. Electrolytes. We've done ads for Element. L-M-N-T is how it's on. That's how it's spelt for their logo. But Element has a really great electrolyte powder you put in your water. That could be really great to have with you. My dad always gives me, like, when I've done competitions where we're doing these long, long workouts outside, he always gives me the gel packs, like different things for riding bikes, for cycling, because he's a big cyclist and mountain biking, and you're out in the heat and you need some quick energy. Those are great little options to have in your bag too. But aside from what you might drink or ingest right after a workout, which is probably going to be some sort of electrolyte carb source just to get that that glycogen, that glucose right up into your, like, right into your muscles, everything else should not be different than what you've been doing leading up to the competition. Anyone who is trying to do something different right before, chances are probably pretty high that you're not going to have the results that you want because you're not used to it. So whatever you've been doing, how many calories you've been eating, how you've been managing your nutrition pre and post workout leading up to this competition, just do that. And then consider things like your elements. Is it hot? Are you going to be sweating? Are you outside? And then plan for that according. So have things like electrolytes, have some sort of quick carbohydrate that you can, you know, add to your protein drink or just to water to drink right after a really, really tough workout to help you recover fast. But you don't necessarily need to eat a bunch more calories like food. For me, I can't do like vegetables and like if I'm going to do some fruit, it might be like, I might cut up some, I wouldn't even want apples. I'd probably have like maybe some berries, but honestly what I ate during competition was I'd have protein drinks. I'd have maybe some chicken breast, sweet potatoes, pretty plain stuff because I didn't want to eat anything that would upset my stomach. So for me, I wouldn't be the one to like eat a bunch of vegetables in between a training set, in between a competition, like in between workouts. I would want to eat something that I knew for sure would give me the calories I needed in terms of how many carbs do I need right now to recover and feel better. I would drink protein shakes because it was easier on my stomach and I wasn't going to have to feel like I needed to digest it. Like I didn't want anything heavy in my stomach. And that's what worked best for me. And then I always took in some sort of electrolyte right after I worked out, like right after I came off the competition floor.
So there you go, Shelby.
Hopefully that helps.
Yes. And if you haven't already had your competition, because I'm not sure when you sent this in, good luck. All right. This is from, I think I'm not supposed to say her name. Okay. We're just going to call her N. She says, "Hi, Brooke and Gina. I've been struggling with my relationship with my two closest friends. We've been friends since kindergarten, but ever since we were kids, one of my friends always acts like she doesn't care if we hang out or not, doesn't put in effort to see each other, and is quite secretive. Not that a friend needs to share everything about their life, but rather than coming to talk about her feelings, she says she's going through a lot and just can't talk to me. It feels as though she doesn't care, and as we've gotten older, it has gotten draining and seems kind of immature. I'm now 24, and having to put in so much effort to make my friend act like a friend is kind of exhausting. This isn't high school anymore. How do you know when it's time to give up on a friendship? Should I stick it out and continue to deal with this thing that causes me a lot of stress and anxiety? Have you guys ever dealt with this? Hope this rambling makes sense. Thanks for making a podcast that feels like you're just sitting around talking with your best friends." Oh, but don't say that on podcast if you answer this on there. So that's why she will be N. From what I'm reading, to me, you're saying that she's been this way ever since you were kids. And that's a giant red flag already to me, to have put in that much energy into something that if somebody's, you know, if they're just not that into you, there's really, to me, no reason. I mean, I get it when you're a kid, mm-hmm. because you want to belong with like a certain group, or if she's really good friends with this other friend, I don't know what's going on with her, but if she's just not, if it's not a reciprocal relationship, I feel like you've probably put more time into it than you needed to already. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying be enemies with this person or don't be friends with her, but maybe just accept that she's not the friend that you need, and I would just leave it up to her, honestly, to make any effort. And if she doesn't, then that's your answer. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of friends that I have that I had as kids. I have girlfriends that have friends that they have stayed friends with for years and years and years and years, and they have these very tight-knit groups, and I think that's awesome. And I think that somehow they found the right people at a younger age. But I think that for me, I tended to be the kind of person that, and we've talked about this before, I would become friends with people too quickly, or maybe it was just that I wanted to hang out with a certain friend group that I thought was cool. And I would become friends with people that really weren't great friends. And I'm really not close to them. I haven't been since, well, I had a kid young too, so that kind of changed things also. But the friendships that I've found in my elder life, my elder gine life,
I was just going to say that,
have been better friends. And I would say friends that I met in my late 20s, early 30s, and then also in my 40s have been much better friends and more lifelong friends than I met when I was younger.
I reread it so I could understand it a little bit better. I think that everybody, so I think it's super important, one, to understand, like, if you have a friend, and I'm actually going to speak, this is for myself, like, let's talk about me and Gina, right? Versus some people that used to be my friends. And why that didn't work out. You have to want to understand each other. Mm-hmm. And when you have characteristics or like maybe how you handle stressful situations, or they might not be the most productive. And you have to be okay. For instance, me, if I start like spiraling, like something's going on, I'm so stressed, I tend to think, like, internalize everything, and I have a really, really hard time wanting to talk about it, because sometimes by the time I have thought about it so much and I've done my best for myself to wrap my head around what I need to do to be able to move forward from whatever's going on or whatever I'm dealing with, because it's the only way I can one, feel better emotionally and mentally. Two, change whatever's happening or make it better. I don't want to talk about it because I've already exhausted myself mentally of me doing it on my own. And so a natural reaction for me is to not bring it up. Now, I've found that some friends, some people, for me, it's easier to talk to them about stuff or open up about stuff. And I just don't do that with everybody. There are times when I've had friends that they get, like people that get so, they take it so personal if I'm not reaching out to them to ask them to help me deal with my problems. And then they take it so personal that it turns into like what I'm going through is now all about you.
Right.
That's why I was thinking if that's what it sounded like, but I don't think that that is what it sounds like. It sounds like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
From, yes.
I think
so, like maybe you could have been this other person.
Yes.
And she's reading it wrong.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Yeah, but from
but
when
we
I,
don't know.
When I read, because like for me, that person, if you have a true friendship and you spend time together and you communicate, then you might understand that this is what happens sometimes with your friend, and you will have learned through communication, maybe not when you're in a stressful situation, how can I be there for you when you're going through this? Because I know that it's hard for you, but I also know it's just as hard for you to try and talk to me about it.
Right.
Right. So what I was thinking was like, maybe you're the person on the other end who is just really wanting to help, and the other person is like internalizing everything and doesn't ask for help. But when I reread it, it sounds more like you've been friends for a very long time. You're getting older and you love this person. You've like really invested years with this person. And you constantly now just feel like maybe it doesn't matter the same to her, or maybe it never did because she doesn't reach out. She doesn't act like it's important to spend time together. She doesn't talk to you about things. And when she's going through something, it's almost, you're saying that she says, you know, I'm just going through a lot, blah, blah, blah. It almost could even be, it's just an assumption. Again, I do this a lot. It's just an idea. It could be a way for her to even have to interact even less, you know? And so what I would say is you deserve better from a friend.
Right. And it doesn't even mean it's, and when you're saying that, it doesn't even mean that that person's wrong.
No,
and
it means you're just not
right.
compatible.
You're not compatible.
Which happens, like,
it happens all the time. You're happens in any kind of relationship.
Because whatever this your friend, whatever that person needs from somebody, well, she deserves to have like something that fits really well with her needs, right? Just as you deserve to have somebody who wants to like invest in you and your friendship the way that you're investing in the friendship as well. Like you deserve that too. So like Gina said, I think the best thing to do is try less. And we've done that with people. Mm-hmm. Like we're just done trying because it always ends up like we feel bad. You make us feel bad if we don't reach out enough. So then we reach out and we try to set some stuff up, but then you always bail and you never make plans. So we're done. We're done trying.
Or it's only when it's convenient for that person.
Yeah, only when it works right. for you. So what we've done with people is like, we don't want to not be friendly with you.
No.
But what we don't want to do is constantly be disappointed or us feeling like we're the bad friend because when it's convenient for you, you make it make us feel like we're not doing enough.
Right.
And so just have less expectation. You know, if she or he, did she say it was a she?
Yeah, I don't know.
If your friend comes to you and is reaching out and it didn't take, you weren't going out of your way to try and, you know, do it for them, then you can be there. You can be a good person. You have years of, you know, history with this person and you care about them deeply, but you'll have to care about yourself too. And if every situation leaves you feeling like all you're exhausted, all you're constantly doing is like trying to navigate this other person's emotional state and you never feel like they ever, you know, reach out to you or are sympathetic to like what you might need in the friendship as well, then.
Or even just reaching out to hang out
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, just reaching out. That would suck. And we've felt that. We've mm-hmm. had friends like that. I think everyone's had friends like that. So I would try less.
Yeah.
Just do less.
Do less.
Do less for this person, do more for what you need. And it sounds like you're just a really good friend. So I can imagine, and I would, this is what I would do. If they did reach out and started, you know, reaching out, I wouldn't shun them or shame them or make them feel bad or be like, "See, I, it took me not being around for you to recognize me as your friend." No,
it can't
it
was be just, petty.
Don't be petty. It's just if you want, if you do want to be there for them when they, you know, reach out and ask to hang out or ask for help or whatever, then be that person. But you don't have to, I would say do less. Don't go out of your way anymore to try and just make sure that they're taken care of.
Well, and nurture the relationships that are fulfilling you.
Yes.
Really focus on those rather than this one person. Because it sounds like you have multiple friends, and I think that that's what you need to focus on and not continually trying. And again, like Brooke said, it's not that you're trying to not try. It just means do less and see if they come to you. And if they don't, what's that saying? If you let them go.
Oh, if you love them, if you let them go.
Yeah. And if they come back.
I don't know. It was meant to be.
We're so stupid. What's that saying? If you love them,
let them go.
Let them go. But then if they come back, then let them go again.
Then tell them to fuck off. If you love them and they're really kind of shitty to you,
lure them back in and
then slam the door in their face. Just kidding.
Now you know how we really feel. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
We really wouldn't do that. But yeah, that's a tough one.
And did it say she was 24?
Yeah, she's young.
You're 24.
You're 24. I know that. So, but when you're 24, you feel like
yes,
you've had this relationship since kindergarten. But I was thinking the same thing. Yes. Like, you're 24.
You're 24, and I think it's really important that you start practicing this with friends and, like, being aware of this stuff and, like, where you put your energy. And, again, not in a – like, don't be petty because this is going to happen a lot.
Oh yeah.
Like, you are just going to constantly have new people that come into your lives. You're going to, you know, you'll have relationships that feel like you're putting a lot of time into, and they may last forever or they may fizzle out. And I think that as long as you're being a good person, you know, you're a good friend, and not doing things out of spite or being petty.
Or and being you, the kind of person that expects to have friends that deal with things in exactly the same way that you would have. Because as you brought up, if you are friends with somebody that is more guarded about their, like you said, more guarded about their feelings, or don't like to tell you every single thing. I've had friends in the past that want you to tell them every single thing about yourself because they would. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you need to. I mean, you can still be friends with that person. You can still be close to that person, but yeah. You have to recognize somebody else's differences and be adaptable to that. And if it's a non-negotiable and you're like, oh, hell no, then that's it.
To make it even more complicated, because it's just life, you know, but to make it even more complicated is like, okay, maybe you have a friend and you deal with things differently and you accept that. But now, to make it even better of a relationship, is if you and that person can be aware of how you handle things differently. You don't shame each other for handling them differently.
Right.
But you on your own, you've paid attention to how someone else handles something, or maybe something that you do that could be kind of annoying in a situation. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but if you can, if you live now aware of how you might be able to handle things differently, so it's easier for you and for your friend, then you kind of work together and evolve together. And it's like a back and forth where it's not always going to be perfect. You're not always going to be happy with each other. But, you know, you can't, like, completely be so stubborn and just expect the other person to just be like, you know this about me.
Right, right. Well, and you don't have to.
That's one thing I always heard when I was married. You knew who I was when you married me. And I'm like, yeah. And I would hope that we wouldn't be the same person we were.
Right. Change is good.
We got to change.
Called maturing and growing up. Imagine that. That's weird.
Anyways,
I know my ex
would
say the same thing. He's like, you've changed. I'm like, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
God, I sure hope I'm not the same person that I was at 20.
Yeah.
You know, you grow and you learn and
And you make mistakes.
Yeah. But and that's a whole other story.
Oh, man. Let's not talk about mistakes today.
But all no, right. There is. But oh, I was just going to say this too, though. And like for me, we were talking about like compatibility. I have become like, say I've become friends with people in the past. I am a very insensitive person.
Very.
And when I say insensitive, it's not that I'm personally not a sensitive person. No. So things that are said to me, it really roll off me. Well, I'm not saying never. Like, I mean, yeah. I'm a human, but I'm saying like on the, like for the most part, I'm not very sensitive.
No.
And so I've had friends in the past that are very sensitive, and I've realized, and of course there are things that I can change in the way that I deal with them. But at some point, dealing with people, and not that they're wrong for that, but I've realized what they need from me, I'm not capable of. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean I don't want to be friends with you. It just means like, I just can't be the person that you need me to be
right now
and
or ever.
And that's always, I think it's hard, especially when you have so much time invested. I mean, you've been, like you said, you've been friends since kindergarten, but it's okay to let those go.
Yep.
If that's where it ends up happening. Or that's where it ends up happening.
Yeah, because
if you love them,
let them go. And if they come back.
Let them
back,
fly.
If they come
and if
back,
they come back,
it's
then
meant
to be. That's definitely not
so
it.
So dumb. Never put that on a t-shirt.
That's definitely not the same.
We're going to start making plaques. No, that'd be the, like something you'd find on like the back of a minivan, like a sticker.
Totally.
Be a sticker.
Oh my
bumper
God.
Sticker. All right, guys.
Live, laugh, love, guys. Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up because Brooke's got to get ready.
Yeah,
and
I've got to get
hit
ready.
And throw some balls.
And go play with some balls.
Play with some balls. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
We love you. Hey, never let us go. Hey, guys, we hope you never let us go.
Hey, don't ever let us go. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.